This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. How about when a dead body isn't really dead? This case got started when Larry was hit by a car and suffered a severe open head wound. A fireman with the Epsom, North Carolina Fire Department checked Larry's vital signs and determined he was dead. He asked two county EMS officials to verify the death, but they said it wasn't necessary and a white sheet was placed over Larry's body. The medical examiner then showed up, and when he finally examined the body, eight people later claimed they saw movement in Larry's chest and abdomen, which the medical examiner said was, quote, just air escaping from the body. 3 hours after Larry was placed in a refrigerated drawer at the morgue, an investigating state trooper unzipped the body bag and noticed regular breathing. Larry and his family sued everybody involved. The county and two paramedics settled for $2 million, but the court found in favor of the other defendants, stating there was no intentional wrongdoing or gross negligence. Mark Twain once said, "The reports of my death are greatly exaggerated." Larry knows how he felt. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.